Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, October 31st, 2022. If you're brand new, welcome. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you've been around for a while or not, if you haven't yet, before you continue watching this video, please watch the other video that is attached to today's training, in case you haven't already. It's entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First, and it has all the critical information to help you understand what goes on in these videos, all the different options that are presented to you so you can maximize your experience. What's the not for time option? Why is that even a thing? What's the wild card option? What's the limited equipment? What's the no equipment? Is the accessory work optional or mandatory? I'll tell you that it's optional. All kinds of really good, important, critical stuff on goal times. So please go watch that and then come back here. Okay, diving into today's video. My goal for these videos is to just maybe let you know anything that was going through my mind or some whys behind the workouts that may not readily jump off the paper at you, and not so much just to read all the different options, because you can certainly do those on your own, but what was going through my head during programming, or what I see when I look at it right now, that's not clearly written down, so that's going to be the point of these videos. So today's workout is, for time or not, 50 busters, and a buster is a burpee plus a squat clean thruster, and this happens to be done with dumbbells today. So it's 50 busters, pair of 50 pound dumbbells for men, pair of 35s for women. Last time we did this was on October 12th, 2019. In case you have that data, go ahead back there and check that out. But this workout, first of all, dumbbells are just more challenging than barbells. I'll just go ahead and say that at anything near a comparable weight. This workout was dictated primarily by the fact that we needed a below parallel, relatively short, speaking, it's not sub five, that's for sure, but relatively short workout. And when I look back over where we'd been the week previous, we'd gone below parallel twice last week. I'm looking at it right now. Once with no loading whatsoever, with some sets of 50 air squats, and the other was test five, which has a couple of sets of 20 back squats at 225 or 155. And so now going below parallel for 50 repetitions with a pair of 50 pound dumbbells, nice different loading, and this is just what it's all about today. There's absolutely no need for this to be unbroken. Hopefully that is obvious to everyone right off the bat. Break it up as frequently as needed. You know, this workout would start with the dumbbells on the ground, you're standing up tall, 3-2-1 go happens, you reach down, grab the dumbbells, kick your feet out, and you're off to the races. Grip is going to be a big factor in this as well, and of course, lungs and legs stamina. So enjoy for this one. What might be a really nice option for a lot of people is that wild card option. So if you don't have dumbbells, the 10 rounds for time or not of the 5 burpees and 5 squat clean thrusters with a barbell, 95-65, it's a great way to do it. And the reason that I just didn't make it, you know, I could have made it exactly how the regular workout was and made it 50 rounds of one burpee and one squat clean thruster, but that really wouldn't, doing one burpee, then getting back up, having to reorganize, grab the barbell, the logistics and the transition times actually wouldn't have worked out so well. So with the barbell, it's a much better option to do 10 rounds of 5 and 5, and that should be a nice pace that keeps a lot of people going. Kick down the scale option just a little bit. Limited equipment is just the same as the regular workout of the day, and of course the accessory work is optional as always, and I truly mean that, it really is optional. And we've got some heavy thrusters if you so desire in the accessory work after you've gone below parallel and overhead. The thrusters certainly warmed up, to say the least. Take some time if you want to hit what is considered for you 3 heavy sets of 8. Have an absolute blast. Get some cool down, you get some stretching, and who doesn't love 50 burpee squat clean thrusters? So enjoy, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.